Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and one God, Amen. Today is the seventh day of the blessed month of Baob. May God begin it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, while our sins and iniquity are forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord, of my Father and my brethren, Amen. On this day, Ambapola, who was from Tamuh el Tamuhi, departed since he was inclined since his young age to solitary life. He went to Ancina mountain. There he lived with his disciple Ezekiel, who was the witness of his virtues. For his exceeding love to the Lord Christ, to whom is the glory, he exhausted his body with asceticism, forsaking earthly things, with fasting and many prayers in a way that exceeds human endurance. For this, he deserved that the Lord Christ appeared to him and blessed him for his conduct in his life. For such is the behavior of those who are perfect and who fight against the flesh, the world and the devil till they overcome them. Saint Paul said to his Lord, all that is due to your care, O you creator and redeemer of the human race, by your death on our behalf, we the undeceiving sinners, the Lord Christ comforted and strengthened him. When our father Saint Bishoy went to Mount Ancina, he was joined by Saint Ambapola. The Lord Christ told Ambapola, your body will be buried with that of the chosen Bishoy. When Ambapola departed, his body was placed with the body of Saint Bishoy. When they wanted to move the body of Saint Bishoy to the wilderness of Saint Macarius in Shehit, they carried it onto a boat and left Saint Paul's body behind. However, the boat would not move until they brought the body of Saint Paul and placed it beside Saint Bishoy's body. Then they brought them to the wilderness of Shehit. Their praise be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.